I gotta stay right here next to this. Hello.
Hi again. This is Caroline.
Yes, I'm sorry, Caroline. The charger is acting kind of weird right now.
Yeah. No worries.
I have to jiggle it. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I just have to say like this. 670.
Mm-hmm.
07.
Mm-hmm.
3480.
Okay, I want to confirm that with you. I got 670-07-3480.
Correct.
Okay. And did you have an email address?
Yes, P-I-N-K-E-Y. Smith. Mm-hmm. 2012@gmail.com. So it's Pinky. P as in Paul.
Mhm. Okay, so I got P, and then I'm not sure I got all of that actually. I got P-I-E-K-E-Y, and then I missed
no.
What? Okay.
No, it's P-I-N-K-E.
Okay.
Yes, K-E-Y, like pin key, like P-I-N-K-E-Y.
Okay.
Smith, S-M-I-T-H,
mm-hmm.
2012@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, so I got pink like the color, E-Y, Smith, 2012@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then the phone number is 470- 483-9267?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And what was your address?
1017 Hank Aaron Drive.
Hank Aaron Drive, perfect. And was this in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it pops up here as southeast or southwest. Do you know which one of the two?
Southeast.
Okay. So I have 1017 Hank Aaron Drive Southeast in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Looks like zip code is 30315. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Is there an apartment number? Is this a house?
A house.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
The doctor's name that diagnosed me. I think it's Nick. It's Dr. Steven. I'm sorry. Steven Ray, gynecology.
Okay. Let's see here.
I actually seen two doctors that really, they diagnosed me with this. And
okay.
Okay,
and one of them was that Dr. Steven, and then you said Rays, like R-A-Y-S?
No, Dr. Steven, W-R-A-Y, that's his last name.
Oh, got it. Okay, yes, I see him. Yeah, what was the other doctor?
And the other doctor was Dr. M-I-T, Nick G, I think it's Nick G, and A-N-N Davis.
Okay, I see Mitzi Ann Davis, and it looks like she's based in Fayetteville, Georgia. Is that the one?
She got more than one location, but we need to pick my hospital.
Okay, let's see here. And were they both the ones that diagnosed you, or did one of them diagnose and the other treated?
Yeah, okay, so one diagnosed, and... Dr. Ray was the one that diagnosed me.
Okay.
Stephen Ray, and he performed the surgery on me. And Dr. Ann Mitzi, she did the radiation.
Oh, got it. Okay. So Dr. Stephen Ray was the diagnosing, and then the treatment that, you know, the treatment you went through, that was more so Miss Mitzi Ann Davis?
Yeah, the radiation. But the doctor... The Dr. Steven, he performed the surgery, the neurosurgery.
Okay.
He performed this, yeah.
And where
was
this? What was the facility where you were diagnosed?
the Piedmont Hospital.
Okay. And this was in Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. So Piedmont Hospital. Okay, just one second. Now, did you ever get a cancer diagnosis prior to what you were diagnosed with?
No.
Okay. Okay. And did you get treatment and your diagnosis in the same location?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Just one second, one more time. Okay. And do you have the medical records for this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Great. And if you were asked to, you know, provide those, would you be able to do that by mail or electronically?
Yeah, either way. Either way.
Okay. Yeah, sounds
both.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
No, I don't. I can use my grandma.
Okay, yeah. And what was your grandma's name?
Her name is Veda.
Okay. And what was her last name?
Lachlan.
Okay, perfect. So Veda Lachlan. And do you have a phone number for her?
404. Mm-hmm. 839-5367.
Okay, perfect. You said she was your grandmother, right?
Correct.
Okay, now we do require an email for her. Do you have one, or do you just want me to put yours?
Please just put mine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Again, I wanted to go over your address one more time before I do submit this. I got 1017 Hank Aaron Drive, Southeast in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, great. So now what I am going to do is I'm just going to send a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Makes it a little easier for us. So what I am going to do is, again, I'm just going to send this. Do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
It's either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I could do both. Makes it a little easier
okay.
for us. Okay. Now I do just want to go over the information on here. If there are any issues, we definitely have to fix those before we have to make you re-sign. So I have Shanquavia Lachlan as your name. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. I got your addresses again, 1017 and Hank Aaron Drive, Southeast, and this is in Atlanta, Georgia. Is this correct?
Correct.
Great. I have your birthday here is September 30th of 1999, and your social is 670073480. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, I just sent that out. Let me know if when you do receive that, and then if you have any trouble signing, I'll stay on the line.
I received it.
Perfect. Perfect. And then you can go ahead and open that up. Again, this DocuSign is just giving the law firms your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records so that they can get started.
Okay. I'm getting that. I signed it.
Okay, perfect. I actually just got that back in here. It says that it is completed. Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to send you a quick text message with my contact information. It's going to have, like I said, my contact information, the law firm's contact information. That way, if you have any questions, you can always reach out. Besides that, do you have any other questions for me?
No. Can you, like, do you know how long the procedure takes? Or, like,
That's a great question. So I don't know exactly how long yours is going to take. I know that they are individual, so it does vary from case to case. What I can say is that the average, I would say, is about 2 years before you can receive a settlement. But that's just a better question for the attorneys. They would be better assistance with that.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, great. Well, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.